right. Back here in the hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue, a blustery Dakota Avenue. Got some blowing snow. We're at 11 degrees right now. And time for our Friday little chat here with Terry Anderson, CHI St. Francis. Good morning. Did you come in by dog sled?
Almost, Bill. Almost. Yeah.
A little blustery out there. Terrible. It's January.
You know, and the hair probably shows it, but...
Your hair looks great.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
By the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm jealous because, yeah, I get out in the wind. You don't even want to know. But, obviously, yeah. Anyway, we won't get into it. We got other things to talk about.
Absolutely.
And other things to brag about. I love talking with just about your mission at St. Francis because it keeps moving forward and in so many great positive directions. You had a good year in 2025.
We did.
Incredible
we
year.
We did. You know, and how do you... It's the team. I mean, I'm telling you, it's that leadership team. They had the permission to move forward and the excitement and watching them move and working out projects. Brian's working on the fluoroscopy room to bring, we have a radiologist that's going to be coming in very shortly. So we can do breast biopsies, we can do pain management. That is just huge. And he's got a lead on some fairly new equipment at a reduced price, which it's a Siemens, it's top of the line, it's wonderful. So the stars are just lining up in that department. And he went from an all-traveler department to a fully staffed Common Spirit CHI St. Francis employee. So Brian, he's just happy as a lark.
That is a nice accomplishment.
Right?
And I'm just going to spitball here, but I think the thing that works for you is... Not only are you listening to people, you, Terry Anderson, you're hearing people. So when your staff said, hey, I've got an idea, or I've got this idea, I've got this idea, you hear them. And that just, you know, it's a snowball.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just, and the ideas, the synergy in a room when you sit down and you're like, okay, we should do this, we should do this, we should do this. And no idea is a bad idea. I mean, we just sit and talk it out. Okay, how are we going to do this? Bernadette was on the radio last week. I mean, you know, when we left here, that conversation from the parking lot here to the parking lot at the hospital was just jam-packed with, okay, you know, and I know my boss that's ahead of me said, you slow down. Because you can't forget the people in the facility or in the community. You want to take them along with you. So great coaching on that end. But
And she's going to be a great, you know,
absolutely,
addition too. And when you look at the additions you made just in the last year, that, you know, perhaps you weren't even thinking about in 2024.
No,
you know, and suddenly here is all of this stuff coming at you.
And everybody just seems to step up to the table. And they have their vision, and it's, like I said, it's rolling in the right direction.
It certainly is, because every time you come in here, before we actually, you know, turn on the mics, you're telling me what's going on. Does it ever get, like, overwhelming? Because you got a lot of stuff coming at you.
No, you know, again, it's the whole team. You know, it's like, okay, how can we help? Where do we need to go? And what I've noticed, too, is, you know, I'll use Brian for an example. A department needs something. You know, he's right over there helping. It's how do we own it? We're managing everybody up, managing the facility up. You know, again, it's what can we do for the community? How can we endate ourselves? How can we get healthcare close to home? You know, what is that going to take? We're working on, you know, building our skills to that highest level you can imagine. You know, I talked that one time about the trauma training, the stroke training to be stroke ready, signing up with the state of Minnesota to make sure that we're right up there with our quality measures. You know, and the latest thing is we've got all the four hospitals in Minnesota that are Common Spirit, Little Falls, Park Rapids, Bedette, and ourselves joined one board. So we don't have our separate boards. And the question was raised to me is like, oh, are you okay with that, Terry? Absolutely. Because one, it's going to hold me even at a higher standard. Like, I like to surround myself with people that are going to challenge me.
And it's like,
bring it on. Let's do it. You know, and when I'm saying that, it's not like I want to slack in an area, but I want to be held. I want to be held. I want to be pushed. And the community can challenge us. Like, what is it that we could do to make a difference? And it's, sometimes, you know, like we talk in our group, and it's like, you don't need health care until you need it.
No.
You know, you can advertise, you can say what you have, but how do you get the message out there? It's not until you need, say, a surgeon that you go looking for a surgeon. It's not until you need a primary care physician, you go find that primary care physician. The other thing is that the other healthcare facilities in our community, we're doing more partnership. We're collaborating. I talked about Big Stone coming in. Unfortunately, my two therapists went. They wanted to go back home, and they got great offers. You know, but you know what, Bill? They're coming back PRN to help me out on weekends and in the evenings to get through this.
And everything changes.
And everything changes.
You know
changes.
That better than anybody.
Yep. And so your typical, you know, you're a patient, you're having therapy during the day. Well, you might be getting it in the evening or on the weekend. But, you know, those are those connections that you make that are long lasting. And so anyway, we were very delighted. Within about a week, we got Big Stone, the contract done. We're getting them in. They are even visiting with them. How can we collaborate? How can we work together as a community? Work smarter, more efficient, and not harder. And so visiting with them, Big Stone has so much energy. I mean, they're like, let's bring peds in. You know, where are the pockets in the community that we can fit in? I know we've got some patients, children that go up to Fargo because they have to have certain speech to develop their jaw or whatever the case may be. So I had one family reach out and say, do you do that there? And what partnering with Big Stone, they're like, okay, Terry, what does the community need and what can we bring back? What can we do? And I apologize to the listeners out there because we've had a couple times throughout the last year where we've had to chase people away. You know, we've recommended the other therapist in the community. We didn't want them to leave the community, but here's what we got. So we inundated the other therapy departments. But we're here now. We're ready to go. The first day that they're taking patients is the 3rd of February. And then it's full game on.
Way to maximize.
I know.
Everything.
I know.
You know, it's a perfect example of that kind of synchronicity that happens when you start moving forward. And then this is what I've noticed about your stories and when you come in here every Friday, is the amount of people from the outside that weren't there before coming to you now.
Yes.
And saying, you know, and it just, again, it's a snowball effect.
Right, right.
The doors keep opening.
Yep. And just that family orientation, we finished our Christmas party. That was Wednesday night, 125 people. We crammed in the back end of the Eagles, and it was a great time. The Values in Action collected funds. They were giving away bog bags, electric tools, you know, wagons. It was crazy, but it was a great time. And so we're starting that. Let's energize. Let's party. Let's have fun at work, because it's not all about work.
Yeah.
You know, it's investing in your employees. What do the employees have to say also? Because they're key.
Keep that ball rolling. What's happening? What are we talking about next week?
You know,
Haven't thought
you
about
know,
it
I
yet, have
thought
you?
About
I
it.
Caught
you, know,
you on that one.
I know. But I'll have something great.
Yeah, of course you will
right. Have
something good.
And from the family at St. Francis, happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
Yes.
A day early. I just,
right.
I've been kind of hoping everybody would forget.
No,
but you didn't.
You came up in our morning huddle.
Oh, I appreciate
yes.
that. Thank you so
yes.
much. And please tell them thank you
I will. I will. They're probably listening.
Oh,
yeah.
Terry. Well, thank you, folks. I appreciate it very much. Terry Anderson, CHI St. Francis. Always great to talk with you.
Thanks, Bill. Have
and,
a great day.
Have a safe trip back, okay? The weather's kind of
okay.
You know, kind of sketchy.
Maybe I'll get storm stayed here.
Yeah, there you go. It's 9:34. You're the voice of the valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.